When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Ano na hula? Ano na hula? Pulutin mo yan, pulutin mo.
Ang hirap pulutin. Ano, kumusta po kayo? Bakit ba every time na lang na magsa-start tayo, lagi na lang tayong pixelated? So anyways, kumusta po kayong lahat? It's Friday night here in the US and morning na naman po sa Pilipinas. So, good morning, good evening, good afternoon sa lahat po. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon sa lahat po ng mga nanonood, especially sa mga TFC subscribers, yes. FYE channel in Kumu, Facebook and YouTube. Kumusta po kayong lahat? And Jcas, ikaw naman.
Yes, malamig na lamig. Malamig po dito sa Brooklyn. Good morning, yes, po sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe.
Verse!
Hello mga kumunizen!
Hello, kumusta po kayong lahat? Hello sa mga TFC subscribers. Naku, alam nyo ba po, ang lamig-lamig na ngayon dito. Sobra. Actually, yes. I just got home like, 45 minutes ago, I think.
Bakit 35 ba? Minutes ago. Pwede ba ikwento natin yung mga pangyayari na yan?
No, from ano kasi, kasi syempre, it's the holiday season. So, yung mga coworkers ko, kailangan mo namin mag-happy hour and mag-unwind. And, you know, we did not discuss about our job. It's all about, like, you know, discussing about, you know, what's going on with our lives. Yung mga private lives namin, yung mga chismis ng mga, sino ba yung ganito, sino
ba
yung ganito?
Ano ba special dito? Ano ba to? Lahat ba to ng coworkers mo?
Ah, hindi. Actually, mga Filipinos lang.
Ah! Yes. You rounded up our mga kapwa na Filipinos na,
yes,
natin.
Yes, kasi dun, where I'm working kasi, it's a huge, as in talagang huge company, transportation agency dito po sa US, the biggest actually. So, alam mo bang parang 40 lang kaming Filipino out of thousands. So,
at ikaw ang boss nila.
Hindi, magkakaiba. Different department. So, it's an honor to meet all the Filipinos who works for this, for our company. Sobrang nakakatuwa.
Masaya naman.
Ang saya.
At teka muna, ang pinaka-importante, yes, sa lahat, nanonood ba sila ng Ogat? At kung hindi man, ay pinag-subscribe ba sila sa mga pages natin?
Actually, sa totoo lang, I'll be honest with you. I want to be like, paano ba? Mga Hannah Montana na ano parang, I want to be down low.
May ganun ka pa?
Oo nga, nahiya kasi ako eh. Pero actually, nalaman na booking na kasi nga meron pala tayong viewers.
Ano ka ba?
Ay, patay. Alam na, you know, meron akong second life, which is yung Over a Glass or Two. Pero anyways, at least, you know.
You should be proud. Ang tagal-tagal na natin. Parang ngayon ka pa nahiya. Parang nahiya. Magti-3 years na tayo, girl.
Hindi naman. Kasi alam mo naman, if you're working, you know, in a corporate environment, sometimes you just, you don't want people to know that in a way that you're limelight ba tawag dito in okay. a way
you're
in a way
you're kind of in a limelight
yeah so parang medyo ano lang siya for anyways
anyway,
yes
so nilalaman naman nila eh dapat eh pinag ano mo na subscribe na rin sa FYE channel sa Kumu, di ba?
So, nasa TFC coming TFC. Na po. Yes. Actually, sa mga hi, sa mga again, sa mga TFC subscribers. And sobra kaming excited ngayon kasi yes. Pinoy Pride! Oh my God! And you know what, Box? Ever since we started doing, you know, like interviewing celebrities and people with inspiring stories since pandemic started, it's really an honor kasi we became good friends to most of you know to most of our celebrity guests and syempre si Troy Loretta yun yung mga favorite talaga namin na hindi talaga namin makakalimutan and ngayon my God ang ganda-ganda ng mga magiging kwentuhan natin ngayon di ba
yes.
Sobra excited na kami so hindi na namin patatagalin pa okay I will introduce our special guest for tonight po dito sa US at umagang-umaga naman po sa Pilipinas okay. Our guest is an award-winning Filipino-American musical director, keyboardist, and producer who has worked with top artists like Nicole Scher... Paano pa pinapronounce to?
Boy, my... Scherzinger.
Scherzinger. Yeah. Ayan, my favorite. My God, napaka-sexy until now. Ariana Grande, my BFF.
Wow.
David Foster, and many more. He has recently fulfilled his dream of having a successful back-to-back concert in the Philippines and I hope dito rin sa US mangyari entitled East Meets West this year. Diba this year? September lang yun, diba?
Uh-oh.
Okay, but more importantly, he had made headlines. Ito na yung pag-uusapan natin for stepping out of the closet and announcing he is part of the LGBT community. Shout out sa mga taga-LGBT community. Guys, let's welcome the super talented and humble musician for the third time around,
mm-hmm.
My God, our dearest friend and of course, surely 100% Pinoy pride, Mr. Troy Loretta.
Yes.
How are you?
Oh my God, it's an honor. How's everything? Wait, would you like, before we start our chikahan and our toast and everything, say hi to everyone na nanonood ngayon, especially sa mga TFC and taga Kumu.
Oh my God, I want to say hi to everyone from all over the world, TFC, Kumu, and everywhere else that you watch this. Mwah! I love you guys. Thank you for watching in.
My God. Ang payat? Wait, oh, how many pounds did you lose? Yes, ang payat ha? How many pounds did you lose?
I don't know. I don't keep track, baby. I just live life. I think
pero
it's funny.
Ano ba? Nagsadya ka ba na to lose weight or to...
Yeah, did you do it in purpose or...
Darling, I just be eating Jollibee and drinking coffee. It's part of really? My diet.
Pwede na pala yun. Kape at saka Jolly spaghetti. Jollibee.
Pero which one? Wait. Which one? Like Jollibee Chicken Joy or... What's your favorite?
I eat everything. Chicken Joy, Burger Stick. You know what it is? I haven't changed what I eat. I just think that I just eat less, I guess. But thank you. I appreciate that you think that.
I know. Nag-bloom ka. Sobra. Tagsag ko. Ooh, nag-bloom ang Lola.
Parang yung ano, yung in background mo, yung when you had your announcement or the poster, that gumamela ba tawag doon? Parang
is that gumamela? Ano,
oh,
I was like,
you're like a newly bloomed gumamela flower.
Ay, para feeling ko galing sa cocoon, tas biglang nag-blossom into a butterfly. Oh my God, yeah, parang ganun, no? OMG. Kasi bago tayo magkwentuhan, syempre may protocol kami, di ba? Kailangan nating mag-toast. Ayan. Ay, nako, coffee. Mukhang masarap na coffee yan. O yan, si J.Cas din. So anyways, sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA, guys, that's all welcome for the third time around. My God, ang Pinoy Pride! Mr. Troy Loretta,
welcome to...
Over a glass or two.
Cheers!
Cheers,
baby.
Sarap ng tubig, grabe. After so many margaritas I had earlier, kape. OMG.
Pampagising na kape.
Pampagising. Akin tubig na lang
okay,
yan.
Okay, before we move on again, feature, guys.
Okay. Okay, come on. 1, 2, 3.
Ayan.
Teka, Diyos ko, Troy. I don't know where... Okay, go ahead.
Ito, sobrang excited ako eh. I never thought I would see this day that we're gonna be interviewing you again and after you just came out.
Yes.
And I just want to say personally, when I saw that post and it notified me, I was like, parang natiri idol kong ganyan, pero umakyat at pataas ng ganyan kasi I'm happy. Sabi ko, oh my God, he really did it. And I just want to know right now, how do you feel right now?
Oh, I feel very happy. I feel very free. And I feel like I can, you know, be myself. Like even in the past interviews that I did with you guys, I was still myself, but there was always parang something like a filter. Like, oh, yes. Don't say that. Ano masasabi ng mga tao?
Exactly.
So now, feel like I can be authentically myself and be the person that I've always, you know, told other people to be authentic and celebrate yourself. So I'm very happy, J-Cass.
Oh my God, seriously. God. I mean, I texted him right away. I was like, I am so proud of you for stepping out. But question, so what was the reason, why you suddenly decided to like, you know what, let me just like, you know, shout it out to the world? I'm sure it was. How was the journey?
The journey was super hard. A lot of people obviously know. I know I see all the comments like, we already knew, but in my mind, no one knew. So for, you know, for over 30 years, I'm not going to say my age, but for over 30 years, I kept it very private. The only people that knew was like, if you knew, you knew. And the people that knew was like the people that worked directly with me. But the main people that I didn't officially say anything to were my parents. So it was like a week and a half now that I just decided. I woke up one morning. I got a really bad panic attack, anxiety. And you know that there's always the stories that every person of the LGBT community goes through where they have that moment. Na parang a light switch. That the day that it came out was the light switch for me. I woke up very anxious and just very, I knew that that was the time. So I sat my mom down and we were eating breakfast and it was a very telenovela moment. I'm crying.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wondering what's going on. And I just told her like, this is what it is. I'm a gay man. So.
Oh my God. Can we go back to that situation? That moment. So, okay, so it was one fine Saturday, Sunday morning, or
whenever the post was, I posted that the same day that it
came out. Okay. So you told your mom, so what was, and your parents, like, so what was their first reaction?
Nothing, we were just crying, and they were just like, we love you the same. I mean, I've always had this really weird, kind of feeling, you know, because I watch too many damn movies. That's what it is. Where I thought that they were going to kick me out and walang kwenta, get out of the house. But you know, it wasn't. It was the total opposite. It wasn't necessarily a surprise because my mom and dad are progressive, and you know, we were surrounded by the LGBT community. You know, so I don't know why I had those feelings. I think it was just a lot of fear and a lot of other people talking to me about it that kind of steered me away. But no, it was very nice. My mom was very supportive. She was like, you know, I kind of knew, but I love you the same. And it was a great moment. It was really.
I'm actually surprised. I thought that coming out post was like for just the world. And I thought you already came out with your family. I assumed that, huh? So
yeah,
I'm surprised right now. It was really waking up, and first and foremost really is to your mom, diba? Wow.
My mom and dad, yeah. They know the funny thing is, and I think that, you know, the people that knew that when they saw the post is that they're like, oh, we already knew. You know, a lot of people knew, but my parents didn't know. That it was more for my parents, and I told myself that once I told my mom and dad, I wouldn't care what anyone else thought of me. Like that was like the one missing piece of the puzzle that held me back from really just being Troy. You know what I mean? So
true.
And I love that they said that they loved you.
They love you.
It's parallel to how my experiences when I came out to my parents is the same. I sat them down on the dinner table naman, and then I just said, I blurted it out. I can't even say the B word. I'm B. 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 I just referenced someone. I just I just referenced someone. I see, I know. And then they were like, I was surprised that they were surprised. Because in my head, I thought they already knew the new one says. I'm sure they know. I was surprised.
Right.
They don't know. So,
yeah.
But what's the best about it? It's just like what happened to you. They said, whatever you are, anak, or, you know, if that's what you want, we still love you as for you. And I'm so happy that it's the same way that happened for you.
Yes. Oh, my God. But Troy, question. Kasi, okay, let's be honest. Like, of course, like, especially when you started this whole journey also of, you know, becoming a producer. Kasi nga, mamaya ulit, can you give us, like, again, the cuento, the chica, like, how you started, right? But, like, during that time that, you know, you're entering that the show business, especially the producing, right, meeting all these big celebrities, I'm sure you were kind of like flamboyant already, right? So they already have an idea, right? But during that time, did you ever have like that thinking, that notion that, oh my God, you know, they might not like, I mean, you know, it might be a big hindrance because I'm not straight. You know, like, you know, sometimes like something about, even if like we're so secure, but entering that, especially that industry, it made you sometimes ask or kind of have like insecurities. So how was your journey during that time?
It that's what it is. It was a journey. You know, I didn't really come out to anyone until 6 years ago. Like, before 6 years ago, totally in the closet. No one knew, none of my friends, none of my family.
Like the lower voice?
I was like, hey, what's up, baby? Like, I was trying to...
Really?
I mean, if you look at past interviews...
Yes!
Or whatever,
oh, yes, have, yes, yes.
I mean, not that, you know, it's a whole spectrum. I was just trying to be... I was overcompensating for something that I was... So... there's a lot of regret, to be honest, when it comes to that, because now that I'm able to be myself for the past 6 years now with other artists, I can see how much love and how much connection that I've made through being myself as a gay man to other artists. And I think people gravitate towards that. And when I saw that, while I was happy about it, I was also very very sad about it. I didn't know what to do because I hadn't come out to my parents. So I'm over here happy and seeing the progression in my career when it comes to connecting with artists. But then I'm here living a lie, you know, when I'm visiting my mom and dad at their house or whatever. So that became a very weird, a very big struggle for me. And not a lot of people know that because, you know, on Instagram, I'm just very smiley and very positive and all that is very authentic. But I, you know, I never really wanted people to see what I went through as a struggling gay musician. I think that was like a really hard part for me, but I found solace in the fact when, you know, artists like Nicole and Ariana and David were just very like just receptive and very connected with me on that level. Like, you know, I was very much myself. I'm like, hey girl, like let's play, you know.
Yes.
And that made it a little easier to deal with the struggle, but you know, up until last week, the struggle just became too much for me. And that's when I was like, I need to tell somebody right now.
And speaking of Nicole, we're name dropping already. Nicole, Ariana.
Oh my God.
Did
the big,
reach out
the big
to
names.
You personally congratulated you on your coming out party?
I just talked to Nicole yesterday. You know, they've always been very supportive of me. All the artists knew. So to them, it wasn't even like a congratulations. It was just more like, hey, finally.
It was like, finally.
But everyone has, all the artists from the Philippines, from here, from Mexico, everyone from Europe has messaged me in some way or commented on my post and has been so lovely. And I was very nervous about that, especially particularly the men, you know.
Okay.
We live in a society, even though we're progressive, there's still a lot of that macho thing. And or maybe that's just me in my head. So I was thinking like, oh, man, they're not going to want to hang out with me anymore. They're not going to want to, you know, get a drink after the show or hang out or, you know, have some hookah or whatever what we do. I was really afraid that was going to change the dynamic. But all my boys, all my band members, all my you know, my friends, they all texted me like, we love you the same. And I just, you know, here's me crying over there like
oh. So wait, for sure, like the girls who's like, you're probably like thinking like, oh, maybe we have a chance with Troy, Probably they're all disappointed. Sorry, ladies. I'm sorry. What about the... Oh, my God. So now, like, how's the love life?
Ayan
how's
na. The...
Like, how's all... We're I'm sure there's a lot
the danger
of...
Zone.
A lot
yes.
of, like, you know, a lot of, you know, like, the cuties out there are trying to, like, oh.
I don't kiss and tell. No.
Yes, no, yes, yes.
I've dated the love life in terms of, you know, before I came out, I apologize to all the women I dated. But afterwards, like, you know, I'm very happy. I'm very happy that I'm able to live authentically, and especially in my love life, because for a long time I was, you know, trying to be like, yo, Troy Loretta, you know what I mean?
I like a real thug.
So now that I am able to express myself in all aspects of my life, I'm very, very happy, including my love life.
Oh my God.
I want to go back to that when you said earlier, you apologize. I'm sorry to all the girls that I dated.
Yung mga ano yan.
Can you wait?
Yung mga ginawa niya, ano,
so curious.
Ginawa niyang beard.
Kasi guys, okay, let me tell you something. Because I grew up with a lot of like cousins and friends. I grew up like for some reason, I think I'm a fag magnet. Like for some reason, every time I go to a school, anywhere, like school, a party, whatever, for some reason they would just come to me and be like, hey girl, and be like, hey. And it would just click, right? But so many times that they I allowed it. Like they used me to become their girlfriend. So I was like, okay, sure. I'll be like your girlfriend. Please, can you just tell my mom? I'm like, sure. So we'll go there, like, you know, holding hands or whatever. I don't care. Like, you know, they're my friends. But about you, when you mentioned earlier, I'm sorry for the girls that I dated. Cuento nga, so what happened? Like, you really dated girls before?
I dated a couple. And you know, all the Filipino moms would always be like, oh, ang bait-bait ni Troy. And he plays the piano. So they would always try to hook me up with their daughter, and I'd be like, oh, tita, you're so funny. I apologize because while I love them, you know, it was never not real in terms of like the love. I also knew at that age that I was gay. So, you know, that's very unfair to do to a woman that is under the impression that you are in love with them. So I do. I genuinely, I guess, apologize for having them be a part of my journey and unknowingly.
Exactly, yeah. No?
I'm sure. Pasensya na po kayo. Pasensya na. It was part of Troy's process.
Exactly. Yeah. But, I'm curious. Actually, I want to ask both of you, Jcas and Troy, like, so when did you realize that, you know, like that I'm different?
Six.
Oh, ako bago just, lang. Just recently, yung fetus ako.
Oh, shut up. No fetus ka. Doon mo lang, that was the time that you found
when
out
I
that,
came
you know,
out, oh, my mom naka ganyan na, yeah, pinky first.
Because there was never, I mean, I always knew, but there was never a word for it. You know, nowadays there's so much more, there's so much resources to kind of name what it is and different spectrums. And back in the day, it was just either you're straight or you're bakla. And there was such a negative connotation back then to what that was, if I'm going to be honest, especially in like a very conservative, macho Filipino family. You know, I'm surrounded by, and I was also living in Hawaii. So it was a very like, hey, sup, brah, this. How
bra, 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 love you, bra. Yeah, goodbye.
To that, because I also wasn't bullied as a child because I was a little, you know, they would just call me all kinds of names, and I was.
Wait, you were bullied? You were bullied?
Oh yeah.
Oh naman, ako din.
Really? Like how? Like grade school? Kids can be really mean, right? Sometimes.
Names thrown in the bathroom stalls, you know, just all kinds of stuff.
Right. I mean, lucky for those who are LGBTQ in today's times, because at least the Gen Z. And the Alpha, they're more accepting, especially in school. You can see it in the TV shows that we're streaming, right? That they have like, they're part of the queue. Sometimes they're the mean girls or guys now. And that wasn't the case during our time. We are the ones, like what you said, being thrown in the stall. I had my time. I'm being pushed around by these jocks. Although I crushed them, I have a crush on them. I love them touching I love them touching me, but it was pushing me, and I was like, ooh, okay. You're forgiving your kid, but you know, the scar is here, you know, the emotional scar is here and affected me growing up. So I'm happy for the people who are born, who are now living right now, because it's more accepted. There's still, it's still not completely accepted, but right. There's progression. You can see it.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. And I'm very happy for today's generation that they're able to understand that there's also a spectrum, you know what I mean? Like the LGBT community, that was also another thing for me. I didn't want to be just labeled as gay, like, you know what I mean? And now true. That there's much different understandings of like sexuality and gender and everything, I just think that it's so lovely and so amazing.
Yeah, you can choose now from do you want to be non-binary?
Or you just want
to do plants or sofas if that's your thing.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I was kind of shocked, but at the same time, I was so happy. Like, for example, like, let's say, you're applying for not a job or I don't know, like for some reason, there's a couple of, websites that you need to, you know, let's say you want to be a member of this and that. Like, so many times that it's not just female or male. Like, there's so many non-binary and I think 5-6 different types. I'm so happy. Sabi ko nga,
and the bathrooms are like that, are starting to be like that now. I think that's it's great that to see people and that aren't in the LGBTQ community that are also being accepting of it. I think that's
in the corporate world right now, Jesse, where we are, we have a lot of diversity meetings now.
Yes. You know? Oh, definitely. You know what's so funny too? I want to give you an example. Like, one time, my son is only 11, so we were watching, and then, you know, like, one of the scene on that movie, of that series or movie, I can't remember what the title was, and then they were, like, bullying, you know, like, the gay kid, and then my son stopped me. I was like, Mom, why are they doing that? What's wrong with being gay? You know, like, it's so nice, because for him to have that notion of, like, why are they doing that to that person? Like, what's wrong with being different? And I just hug him. I was like, oh, it was like,
it's a testament to you as a mother and how you guys as parents raise your child. So,
like, exactly. And then I was like, exactly right. And then I explained it to him. It was like, yeah, why is there some people are mean? Like, you know, like, they're supposed to accept, you know, like, them for who they are. And I'm like, oh, I know. Yeah. And I hope, like, everyone, you know, like, would be the same. Like, I hope the way they raise their kids. Diba, compared naman dati, grabe, diba? Do you remember yung nilulublob pa nga doon sa drum? Ano ka ba? Sirena! Diba yung mga ganun?
Yeah.
Remember those jokes?
The 1980s Filipino movies, right?
I know. Yeah. I'm so happy. God.
So, Troy, so just to be clear, and I just want to be, like, funny or whatnot. So what's your pronouns?
Him, and but you know, every now and then you can throw in a her.
Yes! she, her.
Live in the nighttime. No, I mean, all jokes aside, pronouns are very serious. But for me, it's him, his, and yeah, him, his, himself. But you know, I try to also, as a part of the LGBTQ community, respect people's pronouns. So, but that's mine.
I'm so happy. He, him, and sometimes it.
It. I was about to say that it. Yeah, Jacob. Whatever float your boat, right? Yeah. So, and you know what? You know what, guys? Whoever, like, especially you, Troy, like, those bullies, you know, those bullies that bullied you when you were younger, sorry, huyo na lang kayo. And look at me now, diba? Like, wait, was there, I'm so curious, was there, like, a couple of kids or those people that bullied you or who talked to you differently when you growing up, did they ever reach out to you and be like, I'm so proud of you, and apologize?
No apology, but definitely, you know, stuff like, we always knew that you're gonna do something, and I was like, did you really know, though, Boo?
Sorry.
How many tickets do you want, Boo?
Part of me too, I don't know if it's like, because I was also like 10 or 8 at the time, so there's a part of me, you know, in my walk with Jesus, to just forgive, because it's just more like, they were eight, and people change, and people do change. I will say that. So I'm trying for the past 6 years, trying to heal all that bully trauma that I go through. I still remember it, but you know, it's nice to see. I think that was maybe their way of being like, hey, because you don't forget either who you bullied. I mean, you know, so definitely. Maybe they had like a eat, pray, love moment and was like, hey, I just want to let you know that you are seen and heard and I see everything that you're doing. And that for me was just a win for me. I was like, okay, I see you. And you know, I see their Instagram too, try to see like how they're living their life and they're living it righteous. So I'm like, okay, people change and we were kids, so it's okay.
Yeah,
that's good that you have, you're going, you know, high and the higher road and you're very understanding. Just share, I had a miracle moment myself and one of my biggest bullies also like apologized to me.
Oh,
but you know what?
Yeah,
he didn't. He doesn't have an idea. Doesn't remember what he did to me. And
there's a lot
said.
Of yeah. And that sucks, right?
Right. It's like I have this trauma, the words and whatever has been with me up to now, and it scarred me somehow growing up. And you don't even remember it.
So you don't remember it.
Sucks for me, right? But that's how it is. I mean, like I'm okay right now. So thank God.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, yeah. Right? Like you forgive them, and that's it. Moving on, because
you have your own.
Exactly.
At saka, wait, look, Troy, oh. Meron, eh, yung sa akin kasi, ano, yung lumapit sa akin, guwapo pa rin siya. Eh. He's really wonderful. Kaya lalo forgiven. Oh my God, you're so forgiven.
You're so
guwapo. Question ko sa'yo, Troy. Meron din ba mga, meron sorry sa'yo mga guwapo din na nag-bully sa'yo?
Oh no.
most of them are, yeah, like, ew. Well,
they're coming now.
Ew, they weren't for me, darling.
Uh-oh. They were like not worth of my affection. Yeah. Mga ganon. My God. But my God, imagine, Troy, look at you now. Like the journey that you've been through for so many years, and wow, as in Hollywood, yeah, and all this. Parang nakaka. Did you ever, ito ha? See, let's discuss about, talk about again, like how you started, no? Pero when you were younger, because I know you're a good singer, you told us, like, since you were younger, like, kayo ni Chesa, right? But did you ever think, like, you know what? Someday, I'm going to be up there. Like, everyone would know my name. You know, I'll be dealing with all these big shots from Hollywood. Did you ever have that moment na,
Or did you pwede. manifest it?
I did both. You know, as a young kid, I was a weird child. I would just be, my mom would catch me with my notebook just writing my autograph at like 8 years old, and she'd be like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm practicing my autograph for the future." And I told my mom, "I want to be famous. I want to be this. I want to go to Hollywood." And it was always, you know, like, well, okay, anak, like, haha, one day. And then when I graduated high school, that's when I was like, I'm moving to LA, and that's when she knew that, oh, you're serious. So I always knew. I never expected it to go this far. I thought I would play with a couple artists and be happy and just, you know, be on my merry way. But this, all of the things that are happening, especially as of the past couple years, has been way beyond my expectations. It's a little weird for me, to be honest. Even doing this interview is a little weird is the weird way, because I'm usually, it will be like the singer that I'm working for that will be doing this interview with you guys, not me, the piano player. So to be here and you guys to have the world and you guys interested in like the little things in my life is a little surreal and
eh, yun nga, eh, alam mo, Troy.
No, oh my God,
you're
Troy.
So humble like that. That even your post.
That's why we love you.
Your post,
we love
of
you.
The ABS-CBN news about your coming out. Your caption was like, "Oh, I didn't know that this would even be in the news." Or, napapapansin niyo ako, Troy. You are it. You're legit. I mean, like you already made it into international Hollywood stage.
Sobra.
And now you're conquering and has conquered the local Filipino stage. Diba? Tapos susunod ka, ano yung next mo? Sa Africa. The only continent that you haven't performed yet.
I haven't been. I need to go. You saw that?
Yeah.
Yes.
You are the real deal. you know?
That's why we love you, because you're so humble. No, because guys, when you meet Roy Loretta in person, as in yung nakakainom mo, makakwentuhan mo, you will not even feel that, like, alam mo yung parang yung mahangin, nakala mo parang, my shit don't stink. Like, no, you would feel like he's just one of us. I know, right? But, like, how do you keep yourself, like, grounded?
Just remembering, like, I recently went back home to Hawaii, like, 2 weeks ago, where that's where I was born and raised. And I don't know, just remembering, like, where it started and what, why I wanted to do what I wanted to do, to, you know, remember the little boy that was writing his autograph in the book and have his mom just ask, what are you doing? Like, just remembering that it's so easy to be, you know, I've been very lucky and blessed to be surrounded by such cool people along the way and be on some of the biggest stages in the world. But that shit don't matter to me. I mean, it does matter to me on a business, on my career level, but who I am as a person is just the little boy from Hawaii that wants to just play the piano and make people, like, you know, smile. So I just try to channel my inner young self whenever I feel like I'm flying somewhere into the sky. Just bring me back right now.
Yes, bring you back. Like, your mom probably has a long rope to, like, pull you down. But but was there a time that you almost felt like, who you guys, like, you know, like, I'm Troy Loretta? Like, was there a time that, and then you have to, like, slap yourself and pinch yourself, be like, wait, hold on. Go down, you know, always make sure that you have always put yourself on the ground. So was there a time that you felt that way?
I would be like that after I perform with Ariana. Hello.
Hello. For sure, J-Cass. Okay.
I'm admittedly human. I mean, I have had those moments where I had to check myself, where my parents have checked me, my partner has checked me, my everyone has checked me, like, at some point. You know, of course, I have those moments where I'm like, oh, you really doing something, Troy. You are getting it. And I'll be like,
That's the start of your, you know.
You see a little wing, they clip it right off. And I try to surround myself with people, like, people that are not yes people, that will ground me. And even my friends back home in Hawaii, like, we don't even talk. When I see them, they'd be like, how's the music biz? And then for, like, 2 minutes we'll talk about it, and then we'll talk about just, what are we eating, what beach are we going to, what are we drinking.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Just I try not to, in my personal life, I think that's how I combat that, is just try to have people that are willing to just talk story with me, cuento, hindi yung, like, oh, how was Nicole, or how was Ariana? How, you know, I don't, like, that part is just for my,
like,
business.
They're not after your the clout around you.
Exactly. Because I'm sure, Troy, no, there will be, did it come to a point that you can discern right away? Like, who are those new friends that are
the
just
hangers.
There because, the hangers, they're just there because you're Troy Loretta and they want to meet all these, you know, celebrities people. And, yeah, want to be on that it parties, and compared to those people that are, like, you know, right away that they're there because they love you for who you are, not because the Troy Loretta that, you know, the tickets that they're, you know, the cool places the cool places that they're gonna go to.
The BFF
if they
of
hang
Ariana
out.
And Nicole share zinger. Oh my god!
Yeah, if they hang out with Troy Loretta. Yeah,
I took me a while to actually find that tool in myself. You know, in my early. This is so deep. I'm a very shy person in general, and, you know, I was bullied. So in my early years of my career, I gravitated towards that. Like, oh, you like me? Like, you want to be my friend? And I wanted that. I sought that out in people because as a kid, I was never the popular kid. I was so nerdy. So when I started doing my first, you know, couple big gigs and people were like, wow, we want to be around you and stuff. I couldn't, you know, like, discern the difference between, oh, y'all want to be, like, my friend, or you guys just want to ride the wave with me, which is cool, but then let me know that so that I don't, like, put my heart.
Exactly.
Plastikan tayo.
Oo, parang ganon. Parang ganon.
So it's only in the past maybe 6 or 7 years, ever since coming out, like, to my friends, that I started to just kind of be like, oh, okay, like, I started boxing people in, like, oh, this is for the business, and this is like my family over here. So.
And yeah. Troy, ha, speaking of pala, since we met last year, you know, I guess you know we hung
last
after
year,
the show,
so
and then we hung out.
Fun.
We had your favorite hookah, and
yeah,
a lot of libations here in Manhattan.
Libations, yes. We're
just so happy and proud that you opened up to us, and that you know you were just real to us, you know, because you hung out with us and you showed your real self, and we appreciate
that's what we
it.
Love
and
you
we
so
love
much.
You
yes.
for that, you know.
That's why whenever like I told Troy like. Whenever like you have something like a new single whatever, we make sure that you know like we post it, we help you you know show it.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we have to make sure that because we really truly believe in your talent and everything that you do, and we know that you can, oh my god, we can see you like all the way up there, and I hope you will not forget us. Like who? Jesse? Who? Jacobs?
Oh, because right now you're like a rolling avalanche that's not stopping.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm trying to keep it going. Ever since you know releasing the Kaibigan and Giliw, I wanted to keep the you know the train going, the avalanche going. You know, I want it to be a
yes.
tidal wave. I want to take over the world with Filipino music and show people how beautiful our culture is. And I love it.
Troy, Tigina, let's go back again. Like how you started, because I'm sure a lot of the viewers and listeners are so interested. Like they want to, because this is one of the reason why also we want to interview those, you know, those people with inspiring stories, because you know what, those this interview is for those people that who's dreaming and aspiring to become like the next Troy Loretta. So can you tell us, like, I'm sure, oh my God, andami, but how did he do it? I want to know what was the reason? What was his secret? Is there a secret? So tell us how you started let's start from that kid who's like, you know, let me sign up my autograph, and your mom is asking, what are you doing? So how did it started? Like, ano ka ba? Nung high school ka ba, someone discovered you? So tell us.
I owe a lot to my mom. My mom is the sweetest mom, but she's also the fiercest stage mom ever. Like she basically groomed, I don't like that word. She basically molded me and my sister to become artists. Like I think once she knew that we had this talent, my mom really instilled a lot of discipline, made us rehearse, made us practice. She made our clothes, she bought our instruments, like she drove us everywhere. It became like a family affair. And I think that having that nurture, having someone to nurture your talent is so important. And I think that, you know, I hope that my story will inspire other Filipinos. I know there's like a big stigma when it comes to music in the Filipino community, how it's just, you know, a pastime or something that you just do on the side. But for a lot of us, it's our life. It's our career. So to have a mom, to have both parents and a family that kind of really supported it, even though they had their little bit of concern, was very an important part of, you know, making sure that we made it. And I think that if you have the support of your family, that's like the one thing that is priceless, that you know, you can get support from all the other people, but you know, you don't know who's trying to use you. You don't know who's trying to just get you, but when you have family that genuinely just want you to become better and love you for who you are at your worst, then that will help you succeed. So that was, God and her, she also instilled a lot of faith in us. I think that believing in God for me was a big thing and a big struggle too at the same time, especially me being gay. Like I heard so many different voices telling me that God don't love you, but I know in my heart that God loves me. So when I finally accepted that into my life, that I don't give a shit who says what, that's when things started happening for me, when I had my mom's support, God's support, and then, you know, my own support in my own self, the confidence in myself. That's when things started to happen. Because before I was so, even though I had such big dreams and a clear vision, I was so shy and like, oh, hi.
Even with that talent,
right?
Troy, I just want to digress with the story more. Because I'm happy that you have your own Tina Knowles, Mommy Laura in your life.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Pinatahin yung damit yung so, para kayong Destiny's Child ni Chesa.
I know, Nick.
My big question, number one, who is Beyonce and who is Kelly Rowland between you and Chesa?
You know what? They were, first of all, they are both fierce as hell. And but if I'm going to give the, you know, Chesa. I mean, that's what you're asking. Who is the main attraction for me? Like, I've always been a supporter of my sister, Chesa. Mm-hmm. And I've always been comfortable just playing behind her. And that kind of was what is the word I'm looking for? It kind of told the future of what I would be doing, you know, being... Yeah. Playing behind the artist, and she being connected to my sister taught me a lot. I owe her a lot too. Like, I was, because of working with Chesa, I was able to know how to play behind an artist, deal with an artist, and a lot of the training came from when we were singing as kids. So yes, Chesa is the queen. The queen. Yes,
and the we queen love Chesa. By the way,
oh my God, so reaction very fierce, no?
Anong reaction niya when you came out online?
Girl, she knew when she was 8.
wait, was she always? Oh my God! Think the one of yung dalawa. So wait, were you like when you was there a time that when you were younger, like you know, like your parents or some of the kids or not the parents again, yung mga kids and mga bullies, but that they would say, "Oh, bakla, are you gay or gay?" And then Chesa would just, you know, go in front and just you defend you to everyone. May ganon yung tipong stop.
She always would. And, oh, that made me all emo. Like, she would always defend me. Yeah.
Sorry.
She always defend me. And she would always... I remember that one time at school, she with her little backpack, and we were both kind of chubby. And we still are. But, like, she would run over there and be like, don't talk to my brother like that. And it would just be a... Sorry. It would be a thing. And, yeah, we always have each other's back. And we still do. I think that was a big part of why of my success is because I have had someone to have my back like that.
Yeah. Oh my God. So cool. Oh, I knew from the get-go. Even yeah, we met her here through the show, and I knew already Chess is a cool gal, and that.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And yeah, she's also rising slowly to the top right now. You know, well, she did it in The Voice, and now she. I heard it. Are you guys doing an EP for her?
I'm doing an EP for her.
Yeah. Woohoo!
We're finally, finally had the time that we're doing a full EP for my sister, which will be coming out next year, including my album that's coming out next year too. So it's going to be a Troy and Chesa's year next year. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, because we always ask, I think we ask you one time that, why is it like you're always behind, you know, the those singers, but you're always doing the piano? How come we never hear your beautiful voice? And so 2023, this is the time for Troy.
More singing for Troy?
More singing for Troy?
For me, I you guys do your research. I wrote a post that I used to sing a lot more when I was in Hawaii, yes. But when I got here, you know, people just wanted to use me for my production and piano. And, you know, sometimes artists will hear that I sing and I'll do like a little number in the middle of the show or sing backgrounds. But it took a back seat, and I let Chesa just take the reins on that. But all that to say, 2023, I have my new album will feature songs of me singing. So.
My God.
And dancing.
Hello. And dancing, darling.
Oh, sorry.
A lot of the voguing. We're out now, baby.
The vogue. Yeah. Boy. Alam mo, sobrang nabibilib ako sa'yo. Kasi, imagine when I was teary-eyed too when you're saying that, you know, Chesa was there and, you know, growing up, you were bullied. Tapos parang naisip ko bigla, parang, for those people that who's been bullied, or you feel like, like right now, your situation is like, you feel like, this is just gonna, I'm not gonna grow. This is just gonna be me. Like, it's gonna be all those insecurities will eat up all my dream in life. Like, you know,
like, don't see like there's a light.
I don't see yeah. the silver lining anymore. But with you, my God, you made it as if like, you know what? The more you put me down, the more that I'm gonna prove it to you guys. Like, you know, like my current situation is not my final destination. So I will prove it to you guys that I'm gonna be somebody one of these days. Yeah. Grabe naka, sobrang while you saying it, nag-goosebumps ako.
Diba?
Kasi talagang pwede. Producing possible your own music,
independent company. Grabe. Then slowly being picked up. Wow.
Troy, teka. So paano ka nga, paano ka naging biglang, wow, teka, let me start doing songs for this big celeb, a big Hollywood star. Like, kasi it's gonna, I mean, I'm sure it's not, it wasn't just you who thought about it. I'm sure there were so many. But they don't have a chance. They don't know people. Like, how would you reach out to Nicole, to Ariana Grande, mm-hmm. diba? Like, how did that happen?
It happened during the pandemic. I was always very afraid. I produced before my first album, but very sporadically when people would ask, like, do you write songs? I'd be like, yeah. But during the pandemic is when I, you know, we were stuck. Remember, we were in quarantine, so I had to find a way to still do music because there was no more live stuff. So that's when I kind of gained the courage to just, you know what, F it. I'm just gonna ask all these artists, like, do you want to create music? We're stuck in the quarantine, and I just want to record some stuff. And like, oddly enough, like, surprisingly, I was, to my surprise, like, every single person was like, yes, yes, yes.
Wait. The big artists that you just reach out to them, yeah. Randomly?
Yeah, it's like that. Well, I kind of knew most of, like, some of them, but randomly asked them to for me to produce them and to have that trust for someone that hasn't, you know, I've done shows with them, but to be like, I trust you to make me sound good in the studio. It was a very, it was a lot of pressure. I was scared, but I also was very confident that I could do it. I've done it with my sister. I've done it with a couple artists. And I will say too that the Philippines gave me a big opportunity. Sir Jonathan Manalo of Star Music gave me a first taste of working with big Filipino artists and producing and arranging for them. So that was very, a big moment for me to kind of gain my confidence as a music producer. So,
because the truth is, Troy,
Kaling.
So we don't know you a few years ago, and the first time I heard about you online, like, your picture behind Nicole Scherzinger, and she, and yes. It's her singing.
Yes.
And her singing, ano nga yun?
Pangako.
Right? Sabi ko, oh my God, she's so good. And then, who is this Troy Loretta? That's it. And from then on, we will never forget your name again because you kept the ball rolling. You kept on producing.
Yes.
So that's the first time. How did that idea struck up in you during the pandemic to ask your high-profile friends like Nicole and Lauren Alred to, like, wait, maybe they can sing Tagalog songs, the Tagalog songs that I love. Maybe they can have their own rendition. How did that idea struck in your mind?
It was an idea that I had since I was a kid. I always loved Filipino music, and a lot of the Filipino songs trained me to play the way that the music is, the way, especially yung piano songs. Like, I really studied it to be like, ang ganda, like, super ganda. And I tried to infuse that when I played, you know, yes. with the artists that I played with. And so I always wanted to, you know, oh my God, especially, you know, people love that. You know, when you do other people's music, people started singing like a lot of Korean music these days.
Mm-hmm, true. Yes.
Spanish, every country sings in Spanish. So I'm like, we have such beautiful songs. And also, like, we need to spread OPM because, you know, there's so many Filipinos doing other people's music when we could be celebrating our own music. So I wanted to use, like, the people that I know in higher places, like the artists and even like the A-list musicians that I know. I just reached out to them with a mission. I think that they saw the passion and the mission behind it. Cause, you know, they're not going to just say yes. Like, oh yeah, let's just record something. I think they saw, like, the passion that I had, what I wanted to spread representation for Asians, mm-hmm. promote OPM, give some inspiration to the Philippines that was going through a tough time at that time, you know, during the pandemic. So once they saw, like, there was a mission and a purpose behind it, that's when they got behind it. And that's, you know, when we did it.
Galing,
grabe. No, tapos nakadalawang album ka na, tapos may susunod pa.
May susunod pa?
So wait, so si Ariana nandun sa third, right? Tagalog.
We don't know. You're gonna have to just see.
Who's oh my god! Oh
my. But wait, that question is, ito, curious ako. So there's so many OPM songs. So why did you pick? Let's start with Pangako. Like, I mean, why did you? Kailangan kita.
Oh, you know, Pangako pa yung unang-una with Nicole.
Yes, yes.
Yun Pangako, right?
Pangako was a song. Oh, y'all gonna just keep making me these emo questions. Pangako was the song that really saved my life as a kid. I was feeling very sad about my music career. I wasn't sure what to do. And also growing up, you know, being gay and not being able to express that, I felt very alone and isolated. So I would always, you know, back in the day, we had the CD and
yes,
Napster. I downloaded Pangako and I would always just listen to it. I would listen to how beautiful it was, and it made me kind of dream that maybe one day I could either sing this or perform this with Miss Reg and Sir Ogie, or do something, write and produce songs like this that will give people like that same reaction. So if it I told this to Sir Ogie and Miss Reg that if it wasn't for Pangako, I wouldn't be here today. So to be able to not just, you know, do that with Nicole and have it go viral, but also perform it with Miss Reg at my recent show was such a
yes,
like a full
oh
circle.
Oh my god,
there it is.
East meets West.
Kwento na sa amin muna yan.
Kwento nga yan. Actually, yun yung next natin. Since I mentioned, I'm excited na to talk about it. So, wait. Okay, before you talk about, like, you make kwento about, you know, like, Easy Mill is there, was there too. Yeah. Like, you know, your journey, so what happened there, what was happening, so ano yung mga favorite mong moment, but tell us, how did it start? Like, who decided to, like, hey, let's produce, let's come up with this, invite all these big artists in the Philippines.
Bring you to the Philippines.
Yes, and...
Yeah,
yes, and... Okay, before that, ito pa muna yung tanong. East meets West
because the concept was to, you know, bridge the gap between the East and the West. So, you know, the concept of the concert was to have singers from Asia and, you know, singers from the US come together to celebrate both worlds of music, you know. So I owe a lot of that to Sir Mark Manalang. Tito Mark, I love him so much. He is the guy that he randomly Facebook messaged me, and I get a lot of inquiries with concerts, and some of it is just like you kind of have to filter through. You're like, just lang to. Like,
you know, wala to.
Very serious. He messaged me, we had a conversation, and off the first conversation, I knew that Sir Mark knew the vision that I had, you know. I'm a very picky person when it comes to, you know, concerts, and especially when it comes to my live sound and everything. So he was able to make me confident that, you know, we were going to do this right. We're going to do this at a higher level and to give it justice. You know, we're inviting people like Miss Reg and Lauren Allred, my sister, Matt Bloyd, and Jonah and Jedmed. I wanted to, and we're also, you know, the tickets, I didn't choose, but the tickets be expensive. So I want to.
Yes.
For real though, when you charge people like those prices, or just in general, when you charge people to see your show, I always want to keep the integrity and make sure that they get their money's worth. Not just, oh, we're just going to go and perform up there and la, 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 and that's it. Like, you know, these people work, especially in the Philippines. I know what it's like to work so hard for your money. And when people are willing to pay to see you, you better give them a show, darling. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That has
world,
to be worth it.
I know,
it.
World class, yeah. Kahit East meets West, world class entertainment is what you provided for them for sure.
Thank you. It was such a big 2 nights, full theater, full band. It was just such an amazing experience.
What's your favorite moment? I'm sure just lots.
Yes,
what's your favorite moment during the back-to-back show?
I mean, the entire show. But if I were to choose, and it's on my Instagram, Derek, if you want to pull it up. No, but the one moment that I had, again, was being able to finally play for Miss Regine Velasquez and Sir Ogie, because those two, their music has literally along with David Foster, has literally shaped who I am as a musician, as a producer, how I approach music, how I deal with vocals, what I look for in vocals, the way that she's able to tell a story with her voice. It's just, I can go on and on about Miss Regine.
Yes, Miss Regine. Yes, and yes, yes.
They've been so supportive of me. I love them so much. The sweetest, most amazing power couple in the universe, darling. I love them.
My God.
Look at her with her red dress, legs. Yes.
Correct.
Was there a struggle moment? Sort of like, kind of like, oh my God, I can't pull this out. Like, what's
or
going on? Like,
ka masyado
it's,
doon,
it's so stressful that you were struggling to do
this. Alam ko na, na-stress ka ba dun sa Elvis ano mo, costume mo?
I know. I was about to say that.
Yeah. J-Cat, girl.
Hindi ka nagpatalo, girl.
Ikaw ang pinakakabog dun. Sorry. Sorry sila.
I wanted to channel Liberace so bad. I want to be the Filipino Liberace. So I told my team I want to come out in a cape, and they were at first they were like, okay, like. And then I think the only time I had a struggle, it wasn't even a struggle, is that the cape needed to flow, parang butterfly, diba? Like,
yes.
But they didn't have a fan at first, and I was standing there ready to do my run through, and the cape just stayed there.
It was just hanging
because there was no wind. And that's when I was like, ooh, babe, this is just not going to work out. I look like a bootleg Superman up here.
Nabitin yung cape.
Yes.
Nabitin yung cape.
And mind you, I hadn't practiced with it. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is a terrible idea. But they brought the fan, they opened the curtains, and the thing just flowed. And I felt like Beyonce up in that bitch.
Oh, there you go. It worked. There you go. The vision. The vision came to fruition.
God.
Yeah, they did. And I knew that. I see, there it is. There's my
cape. Uh-oh. It's
no extra.
So who helped you conceptualize the whole concert?
My team. I have a team of my sister Chessa and my creative director Abel, and alongside the Derek Paolo Valenciano, who did the.
Si Paolo. We love
him
Paolo.
So much, and he's so galing, no?
Galing, no?
Paolo is a visionary, y'all. Like,
hi, Paolo.
I love Paolo. If he's watching, he sees this. I love you, Paolo. He made a lot.
Oh my God, favorite naman si Paolo. Sobrang down to earth. Wow. Yeah.
So
gonna have a second interview.
Best storyteller.
Oh, yes. Very down to earth. Smart. Yes, definitely.
So Troy,
parang dad niya, no?
I know musical director and you carry a lot of hats. Pero in every nitty gritty detail ba ng concert, you had an input of your own. Kasi nga, you're a visionary person as well.
Yes. I don't micromanage, but I'm a very hands-on. I will let people know what I'm looking for and what I want. And, you know, luckily we had people that I trusted. So once I told them what my vision was, I said, go do your thing on it. So, okay. But yes, I'm very hands-on in every aspect. I don't like to, like, not know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen in every scene.
Is that weird?
You're supposed to be like that. You're supposed to be like that. Otherwise, you will not produce an amazing show.
You wanted to keep it on the Troy Loretta level of excellence.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've been.
Sometimes people be like,
Well. Ang tanong lang, baka meron ka sabi, naku, ano may tawag na, baka parang you're like, parang bridezilla. Ano may tawag?
Bridezilla.
Parang you're difficult. Pero, I don't think you're difficult. You're just like,
that's what I say.
A challenging person. Indeed. I feel like,
or perfectionist ka ba na sobra? What do you think?
I am a perfectionist. I wear that. I don't take that as an insult. I when it comes to this, when it comes to my music, when it comes to the sound, especially when it comes to something that is not in the studio where it's live and you can only do it once, see it and record it with their little cameras. Of course, you have to be picky and make sure that everything goes right. And I think, you know, our people are starting to, you know, be used to that. I think we're so used to the pwede na yan, like, let's just go. But I want to make sure that I want to bring a different vibe to our musical industry, especially when it comes to like Filipino music. I want us to reach for the levels that I've seen other styles of music do, because I've been able to work with people from all over the world and all different genres of music. And I want to bring that aspect to our music. And, you know, hopefully people, you know, don't see it as being difficult or being maarte or mataray. Like, I hope they just see it as more like we're trying to elevate and
and
uplift our music. So,
and of course, like, come on, like, they paid so, right? Like, the viewers paid so much money.
Yes.
So you have to give them, you know, the money's worth, right?
Yeah. So, I always say, not just, you know, you rent a venue and put the speakers on the stand and just sing karaoke. That's not a show. That's
exactly.
You have to, if we're gonna try, I've always just been, because I know what it's like to work for my money. And I know what it's like for my mom to have bought concert tickets when we were growing up, like, you know, working. She was a hairdresser, working hours so we can see a show. And I want to be able to, when people go see my shows or the shows that I'm a part of, to be able to be like, you know, Troy really respected our money, really respected the integrity, and didn't just, parang, didn't, hindi, walang kulang. Like, it wasn't just you took my money and that's it. Inspired, I want you to leave, you know, kilig or emotional, whatever it may be. I want you to leave.
Exactly.
Oh, that's just me. No shame.
Plus, but it's true. Like, you don't want to just like give like one. When it comes to business, like, you don't. Parang ano lang, let's say, for example, you're buying like, let's say tocino. Okay, let's just put it this way. A tocino, right? So you keep on like, let's say, for example, you just want to sell your tocino to everyone without even thinking the quality of it. That,
yeah.
So if they would just buy it from you because they're your friend, they would just buy it from you once. But if the taste is not that good, do you think you'll have like a second, you know, like a second customer, the customers will buy it from you again and again and again. So at least that, because they have the experience at Troy Loretta concert, every time there's Troy Loretta, they always say, "It must be so good. So let's watch it again." Even if it's 20,000 pesos or 30,000 pesos, I'll save my money just to watch your next show. So speaking of that, 30,000 pesos, imagine, no? But I'm sure, definitely, a lot of people would watch it. Definitely. Yeah. I can see it already. But what about in the U.S.? Do you have plans of bringing the East meets West in the U.S? Or
the tour. Yeah.
The tour, yes, the U.S. tour.
We are planning a couple cities, L.A. for sure. We definitely do want to do Hawaii and definitely New York. So we're going to...
Oh my God. Wait, the original cast? Or are you going to have, like, we'll bring more? Or
so, you know, deciding on, like, the concept and, like, the artist and everything. But, yeah, I mean, very, very similar. We want to bring... I want to bring that magic that we did in Manila over here, so... Yes, it just depends on people's
schedules
and all that kind of stuff.
I'm sure artists are just they're going to be lining up and
magpaparamdam for sure, for sure. Nudging Troy,
baka naman itin kasama dyan, di ba?
Grabe. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you. Like, questions, like, of all this success, no? Is there any, like, one or two, you know, like, that you want to add on your bucket list that, hey, you know what? I want to do this, or you feel like that's it. Like you check out all the things that you want to tackle in terms of your career. So, or is there more?
Oh, there's so much more. I've definitely checked off major things off my bucket list already. But the one thing that sounds a little, I don't know, whatever to some people, but I really, really want to win a Grammy. But not just any Grammy. I want to win a Grammy with my Filipino material. Like, it's very specific. I want to win a Grammy that says best, I don't know, world album or world song, and in
best international song,
some OPM song. I want to represent Filipinos on that LA stage. That's my biggest. If I could win a Grammy for, I don't know, Pangako or whatever song I do, like that's Filipino and represents me to its fullest, I would literally die happy.
We're manifesting it right now.
We're manifesting it for you. You know what? Akala ko no, sabi mo, I want to be a Hollywood actor. I want to be an actor. Akala ko, you want to be an actor. Sabi ko, ay, hindi.
With the order, ano yan? So, Grammy, diba? So, kailangan after makuha mo na yung Grammy, susunod na yung E at saka O at saka T. EGOT, the Emmy.
I think that's
Grammy,
what it
Oscar,
is.
And the Tony.
That's what it is. I want to be an EGOT win. I want to be EGOT at some point in my life. Hopefully.
It will happen. It will happen. What about, ito, curious lang ako, what about Broadway? Like you, man. What about you, not just like you will play for the Broadway as a musician, like you'll be on it, like in it, like you'll be like one of the actor in the Broadway show.
Johnny, I'm a gay man. Of course I'm a theater kid. I would love to.
Automatic.
I didn't do Broadway, but I've done theater stuff and a lot of theater stuff in my career and also played for a lot of, you know, artists that were in Broadway, like Shoshana Bean and all the. So I love Broadway. Oh my god, Broadway is hard though. Like they're cutthroat. I'll be singing and they'll be looking at me like.
No.
Train myself.
Troy, but, yeah. You know what? With what's going on with your career and what just happened in your career, especially since pandemic, anything is possible for you. Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
No, bakal man mag siguro in 2 years from now you'll be like, Troy, what was that again that you said during our interview? Like, oh, it's cutthroat, no way in Broadway. But there you go, like nandun na kami sa harap ng curtain call. Like, yay, madala kami. Yeah, we diba? Have this huge bouquet.
Look at this bitch.
Ayaw pa daw, pero ngayon siya na yung lead.
He's taking everything.
Oh my god, yeah. Troy,
and what we love about you, Troy, is because you're not just only like growing and being blessed by yourself. You're like slowly climbing the ladder of success, but you're also champion of Filipinos at the same time. You know, you're not forgetting
about us.
That's
what we love about you
and who we are in our culture.
That's what I will always do. I will always do that because I remember how lonely it was growing up, not having all of that representation. So. To have, you know, someone that's I consider myself very Filipino. I'm brown and proud and full Filipino. My parents are like from, you know, the deepest provinces of the Philippines. I want to be able to be that light, like especially for Filipinos that look like me, you know, that not what typical industry standard is, to be more. Yeah.
The mestizo, tayo, yung, diba?
No, I mean, you know what I mean? I want people to be like, oh, a brown, chubby Filipino can make it, so can I. You know what I mean? And to be able to meet somebody. So that's my
sobrang goal. Inspiring, grabe. Sobrang proud na proud kami sa iyo, Troy.
We're beautiful, Troy.
No clue, grabe. Tsaka, uy, I love your, ano ha, your bandana.
It's my thing, yeah. It's like I call it Filipino ninja.
I know. Filipino ninja. Oo nga, lagi ka may ganyan. Pero I love this one. Saan mo binili? Is that from the Philippines or?
Philippines actually. But I don't know if this is Filipino. I don't think this is Filipino, patterns. But I this is from Manila.
From Manila. Grabe,
and Green Hills.
And Green Hills. I love Green Hills. Meron pa ba?
They closed it down.
Oo nga daw, they closed it.
Oh, they did na.
I
heard about it.
Yeah, so no more. No
wait, more. Wait, so wait. So saan na tayo pupunta? No? So saan na pupunta?
Yung mga ano dyan, yung mga AAA.
I know. So wait, so saan asa na sila ngayon? Like, are they scattered all over the Philippines?
Kasi it's illegal, I think. So I think you just have to know where to
Pero
go.
Tagal na,
where to go?
Ang tagal na nun, ha?
Oh my god, I know. It's...
I was a kid, so I'm like, really? So I think when I went to the Philippines for the East Meets West, I took my team to go there, and then all the ates were like, sir, ma'am, sir, ito po yung last day namin. I'm like, what?
What?
They were already taking down everything when we were there.
Oh my god. So dapat kinuha mo lahat ng business cards nila. Yeah.
I sure did.
You sure did.
Inubos mo yung paninda. That day.
Oh, honey, i-share mo ano? Sa amin, Troy, ha? I-share mo sa amin, Troy, ang mga tindahan ni Lola at ni Tita.
And aside from that, na pumunta ka doon, and marami kang pinamili, another story for the Philippines, since nandun ka, I know you did East meets West. Were you able to like go to the beaches or have a relaxing time when you were there?
No, I couldn't because we were only there for a week and it was a week of 4 days of rehearsal at the two shows. So I wasn't able to. And then when I had to come back straight here, I had to do a gig with David Foster. So it wasn't, there wasn't a lot of time. I want to come. I'm coming back though to Manila early next year to do some recording and some stuff. So I want to go back. I mean, I love the Philippine beaches, Palawan, Boracay.
Oh my, Boracay. Yes.
Magical.
Puerto Galera. My, so,
but you're coming in February too, right? Wait, am I allowed to say
February.
You're coming. Barclay, in where? Barclay Center?
Yes, we're going to be on tour. I can't say who yet, but yes.
For Sal.
Uy, sige, no, can you stay for a little, a few days? Just please.
I think I might stay for maybe like a day or something. We'll hang out. We'll do some stuff.
Promise, huh? Grabe. Yeah. Listen, we wanna go out with you and sana nga for a day kung pwede lang eh. My God, kung, diba,
marami,
kung for
marami tayong pagkakwentuhan. Wink, wink.
There's a lot of stuff.
Sobra. Yeah. I know. Sabi ko nga sana for a whole day, we'll take you to like a winery or something and we'll have dinner. Oh, sa steakhouse daw, steakhouse.
Pupunta tayo ng steakhouse talaga.
Ito talaga, steakhouse talaga. Oh, yeah, we'll take you to like, basta, have you been to Peter Luger's?
No, she sounds fancy, darling. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. No, ano siya, allegedly, the best steak in New York that you have to, well, years and years ago, like, whenever I will call for reservation, it takes like, 2 to 3 months before you can get a reservation, like that long. I'm not so sure now, but yeah. So we will take you there. We'll treat you to Peter Luger's when you come in. Okay, promise. Oh, Troy, we miss you. And sana hindi lang dinner, tipong extended talaga. We'll go to until 4 a.m. again.
Ay nako, si Troy maghanap na naman. Maghanap na hookah lounge yan. So hanapan na natin
ngayon
pala.
Oh, that's Peter Luger's right there. Oh my God.
Ang sipag ni Direk, maghanap pa sa pagkain.
Pagkain diba? Talaga. Ang bilis-bilis.
Direk, so quick with it. Look at that.
I know. Oh, sige, I promise. Okay, let me know ahead of time and then so I can, call for reservation. And we'll go to, we'll treat you for, to go to Peter Luger's. And then after that, we'll go for a hookah. Until 4:30. Until 5 a.m. Remember the owner of the restaurant was like, you have to go.
Okay.
We were like, it's already 4 a.m. Oh,
this is New
shit.
York, the city that never sleeps, right?
Exactly. He was being a hater.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Troy, thank you so much. Grabe. Direk was like, huy, may show pa yung yung FYE channel.
There's another show behind us.
I'm sorry, there's another show after this.
Of course. So, I want to say before we go that, we talked about my ass for like the past hour and a half. I'm very, very proud of you guys. From the first show that we did to the second show, and now to be able to see you guys now on TFC and all these things is just such, I am just so happy for you guys. You guys continue to be like the legends that you are, and you guys are, you bring such fun. All the interviews I do is always so serious, and I get so nervous and I'm shitting bricks, but then here I'm just able to be myself, and I think that's the magic of Over the Glass or Two, where you guys really bring out the authenticity in people. So I really appreciate it.
Oh my God, thank you.
Coming from you.
Siyempre,
idol ka namin, di ba?
Idol. And you know what? You know what's one good thing about a story? Kasi there's some people that, whenever they have friends and they see their friends growing and climbing to the ladder, sort of like, I'm not so sure if it's just Filipino thing. I think it's mostly a human nature that, that crab mentality that they don't want to see their friends grow. So yeah, they're kind of like, even if they see, they say, oh, congratulations, but deep inside, they're not really that happy. So they don't want to support you or anything. But with us, because I feel like we have the common denominator that we're both happy for
we're
each other.
We're genuinely just happy for
We're genuinely happy for each other. Yeah. Tsaka, ang sarap nito ha. Ang sarap ng feeling. Ako, at least for me, I love hanging out with successful people. Because I feel like, parang, oh my God, that's my friend. Like, look at my friend. Like, can you believe, like, you know, like, he's up there and I'm just gonna, I'll be the first person in line and who would be there and scream and be like, that's my friend, Troy Loren is my... But some people, they're not happy, you know, like,
and believe
it's
you
so
me,
sad.
The more that Troy's gonna get bigger, I'm gonna ride those coattails, honey.
Yes!
I'm gonna ride it like a Disney ride.
Oh my god. There you go, Jekas. Ano klaseng ride?
Pinupress na yung panggagamit. Hindi naman, oh. We love Troy so much. Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. We love you. We love you. You're such an amazing person. And please continue, like, you know, making Filipino as proud. Sabi, oh, Jonas' performance on East Meets West is a blast.
Thank you. These are our friends in Facebook. Hello, Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, and there's a Kumu people. Yes. Oh, naku, tomorrow, ang dami manunood dito kasi late na. 11 na pala dito. Opo. Oh, thank you, Sir Troy, for including her. Oh, and there will be more for sure. There will be more.
I love Jonah so much. I remember seeing Jonah for the first time in a noontime show in the Philippines when I was still there. She, in a contest, huh? She sang Christina Aguilera a song. I turned to you. I knew already, this girl is going to be big.
And yes.
Right? And you saw that, Troy, right?
Sweetest artist. One of the sweetest artists I've ever worked with. Jonah is the bomb. She's my one of my favorites. I love her.
Wow. My God. Excited na ako sa magiging next na ano, no? East meets West. Pero is there anything else? Like, do you have, like, aside from Barkley, you know, the Barkley show, I mean, your show in New York in February, ano pang mga abangan namin kay Troy Loera?
I'm just very excited. I'm going to be, you know, I'm releasing an EP for my sister. I'm working with Star Music and my company, Luz Vimin Entertainment, for my third album. It's actually going to be my final album for the OPM series. So it's going to be super bonga. It's not going to mean that I'm going to stop, you know, doing music, but for that particular series. So it's going to be big. And then I'm going to be headed on tour with a couple artists next year. So, you know, just stay tuned. Troy Loera, follow me on the Instagram and social media so you can kind of keep up with what I'm doing.
My God, keep on soaring high, Besh.
Thank you, Besh.
Ayaw pa awat. Grabe.
Ayaw, hindi. Wag, never. Hanggat may hininga si Troy Loera, wala. Ano na. Baka umiiyak na kami habang nagti-thank you ka sa Oscars and Grammys. Thank you so much.
And mas masaya ngayon kasi yung feeling ko in the last component is hindi naman kailangan, but yung when you're coming out is like now you're so free.
Yes.
There's no more like that it's chip on your shoulder like what if. No more like that. You know?
Yeah. Yes. No more like that. No more.
No more. Enough is enough. Yes. So I can't wait for East Meets West naman daw dito sa New York. Yeah. It will happen very soon.
Yes. And Troy, before we let you go, mas marami pang manonood nito pagkatapos nito around the world.
Definitely.
Would you like to give them your final message and plug some more shows or albums again?
Yeah. I just want to say to everybody that has supported me through the years, particularly these past 3 years, I just want to say thank you guys so much. You guys have given me the strength to continue with my music and to live authentically. Without the world's support, not just my family, but with y'all's support, I wouldn't have the strength to come out and be myself. And I just want to give back by giving you guys bomb music and continue to represent my culture. And again, I love you guys. Maraming salamat po. And mahal na mahal po kayong lahat. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Troy. Salam. Ay, nako. Proud na proud talaga kami. Saka proud ako na friend kita, no? Sorry, pag gumaganyan yung mga co-workers ko kanina. Uy, Troy Loreta. Sabi ko, friend ko siya. Ano yun? Friend ko siya. so proud. Tapos, I know, sabi pa ng isang co-worker ko, my God, kilala mo talaga yun? Yeah, friend ko siya. Gusto mo makita yung messages namin. Ganun na yung labanan. Yun. Oh, ayaw mo maniwala? Oh, friend ko si Troy Loretta. Oh my God. Love you, love you, love you. Oh yeah, ahead of time, ha. Let me know ahead of time. Right? So para ano, tsaka yung Marriott Hotel din. Pero alam na this. Yes. Love you, Troy. So, ano sabi mo, Direk? Ah, si J-Cast, okay. Ikaw na rin. Akala ko naman, nag-aana naman to. Gutom na naman si Direk. Joke. So anyways, thank you so much, Troy. And J-Cast, please close the show for yan tonight.
Gutom na si Direk, no, kakadating nyo lang eh. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you mga kaogat for tuning in to our conversation right now. Don't forget to share this amongst your friends so they can enjoy it too after this. Yes. And also please follow and subscribe to our socials. Over a Glass or Two in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch, and YouTube. And also follow and subscribe in Over a Glass or Two in the in ABS-CBN's FYE channel in Kumu. And soon, edited episodes will be on the Filipino channel as well.
Yes.
And Mr. Troy Loretta. Yes. Panalo ka, girl. We're happy for you. Thank you very much.
Sobra, panalo.
Thank you very much for being here and talking about this stage of your life again and being and kikiing with us for this morning.
Love you guys. I love you guys.
Anyway, okay, ano tayo? Last toast tayo.
Last toast.
For this
yes
morning. Mga kape, mga tubig, iced tea, chuba-chuba. Oh. Yes. Mga kaogat and Troy, amidst the challenges, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it.
Over a glass or two.
We love you,
bye,
Troy.
Bye, love
always
you.
Bye, guys.
Love you, Bash. Bye, guys. Thank you.